You're listening to Morning Edition on 91.5 KBSX. The 6th Annual Tree Fort Music Fest has come to downtown Boise. The festival is going to again showcase indie music from around the region, with a special focus this year on artists north of the border. North of the border? Frankie Barnhill is covering the 5-day event and is in studio with me this morning. Hey, Frankie.
Hey, Matt.
North of the border, what does that exactly mean?
Well, that means that, well, we're not going to get a visit from Justin Trudeau, but we are going to get a visit from Mac DeMarco.
So many swooning hearts just died when you said that.
I know. I think there'll be some people who will swoon for Mac DeMarco, who's one of the headliners of Tree Fort Music Fest.
So what are the big highlights here? What do I need to know?
So let's see, 420 bands, I think, is the most recent count. 22 venues. There's like 10 different mini forts, and that's a lot to keep.
What is a mini fort?
Oh, right. Okay. So a mini fort is basically like an offshoot of the festival that's highlighting another genre. So there's things like Yoga Fort and Hack Fort, focusing on the tech sector, and Food Fort is another one. Each, you know, are doing their own thing this year in their own ways, but all connected to Tree Fort overall.
So this thing just like takes over downtown then, basically.
All of the venues that are normally music venues, and then some that aren't normally music venues, become music venues. And, you know, there's a big downtown stage that takes over a parking lot on Grove Street. It's a big spectacle, and there's a lot going on all 5 days.
So you said Mac DeMarco is coming, and he is a Canadian guest, but Canada's actually going to be playing a bigger/giant role this year.
Yeah, this year they are actually one of the sponsors of the festival, and apparently that's part of their 150th birthday. So happy birthday, Canada!
Official drink of this year's Tree Fort maple syrup?
Not quite. There should be a maple syrup beer. I don't know if there is, but that
make that happen.
That should be a thing. But yeah, it turns out, like I said, Mac DeMarco won. There's a bunch of other Canadian bands. I'll share one with you later on. But you know, it kind of just seems like Canada just has this kind of special role. There's plenty of other sponsors this year as well, but that one's kind of a fun one to highlight. And you can, when you go to the Tree Fort website on the lineup, any of the artists that are from Canada have a little maple leaf on their photo. So there you go.
So what else is new for this year? You said there's 10 mini forts. Are we breaking new ground on those?
Well, there's not official new fort, although maybe it could be pod fort. I don't know. Tree Fort's really bringing a lot of podcast related events to the festival this year, which is new. One of the big gets is a live taping of the 538 Politics podcast.
Nate Silver.
So they're going to bring their whole crew. I don't know if you've ever listened to that podcast, but they started it last year, I think, around before the election, and have continued it. And so anyway, that taping is going to happen on Friday as part of Hack Fort.
All right, so now let's get down to the heart of the Tree Fort, which is music. I just said the Tree Fort.
You did.
Can I see this on the interwebs?
Yeah, you can see the Tree Fort on the interwebs.
Great.
And on the app too.
There's an app for that?
Yeah.
Of course there is. So music, let's hear some. I do my hair.
Okay, so that's my number one pick this year. That's artist Lizzo. She's a rapper from Minneapolis, and she's somebody I've been wanting to see for a long time. It's really exciting that Boise's got her now, because she's just getting done with this whirlwind trip at South by Southwest and has gotten a lot of good press. So it's exciting that she's going
to
be here.
It's got a good beat. It's got some soul to it. I like it.
So yeah, if people want to see her, she plays 7:00 at the main stage on Grove Street Saturday night.
So who else are you following?
We'll be right back.
Okay, Bestill My Electro Beating Heart. That sounds like something in my wheelhouse.
I had a feeling that you might like that. Yeah. So that's Kishibashi, and he's going to play two official Treefort shows, one on Saturday, one on Sunday. And he's also going to play a third time for free at the Record Exchange on Sunday afternoon. So if you don't have a Treefort festival pass but want to check him out, there you go.
Is that rare for that many shows from one artist at Treefort?
It kind of depends. I mean, I think some artists, you know, just when they're here, they're like, let's just play as much as possible. So there are other bands that will make multiple appearances at the festival in one shape or another.
All right. So wait, we're doing something too, aren't we?
Yeah, we're doing this is exciting. We're co-hosting a show with the Record Exchange on Friday at 4 o'clock. And that is with Weaves, a Canada band. Let me play them.
Well, like you said, there's something for everybody, and that certainly will encompass somebody.
Yep, Weaves has, you know, a little bit of an offbeat sound, but they're really energetic and really exciting, and we hope to see people there. That event is also free, again, 4 o'clock Friday at the Record Exchange.
So you've been to the festival a lot. What would you tell somebody new to Boise, new to Idaho?
Well, first off, if you don't have a 5-day pass, you can still buy them at the festival. They cost $185 now. Festival organizers increase the price the closer we get to March. So $185 is the rate you pay for waiting for the last minute.
Procrastinating always pays off.
And the other things to keep in mind, if you can only, you know, attend one day, like Saturday or Sunday, you can get a day pass that's just for that day. I also recommend everyone bring their portable phone charger, because you don't want to be without batteries at the festival when you're trying to take selfies with your friends. And bring a steel cup, if you have it, for the beer at Alefort, because they're not giving out plastic cups anymore, because Treefort is going green, or is continuing to go green, I guess.
So it's BYOC.
BYOC, or you can buy one at the tent. They have a Treefort branded one. But if you don't want to spend the money on that, you can bring your own. I also recommend, Matt, for people to bring earplugs, because hearing loss is a bummer.
Oh, the older we get, right? Will there also be Jell-O available for me?
I don't think so.
I can hope. Well, that sounds like a great rundown. You can check out all of our Treefort coverage on our website, boisestatepublicradio.org. We've also got an entire guide to the festival there. Frankie, thanks for keeping us up to date and telling us what's going on.
You're so welcome, Matt.